Hello, darlings. It is time for the final. I'm sorry it's taken so long for me to get my results. I have been sick and it's been midterms, but thankfully, here they are. I think I've had to mention dialogue punctuation every goddamn round this GGW, and I am tremendously fucking disappointed. Both of you have definitely improved, which is great, but this is not actually rocket science. And you came through to the final round as the best, so mere improvement does not cut it. Both addressing commas and the punctuation of dialogue tags are non-optional components of competent prose, and their lack in your work holds you back unnecessarily. I don't want to be talking about punctuation every damn time. I would far rather discuss theme and pacing and characterization. Dig deep into the nuances of what you as competent adult writers can bring forth in your prose to make it fantastic, to make it my first choice in reading material. But instead I have to talk about fucking dialogue punctuation. It's upsetting. Frosted, when thoughts are being treated as a form of dialogue, with tags and such and quotation marks to offset them, they ought to be thoroughly treated as such. No caps following a comma. I'm not a particular fan of this sort of dialect rendering with the toddler, but that is purely a stylistic thing. I'm actually really looking forward to VOC's comments about her experiences of how toddlers speak and how accurately that's been rendered. How can he see her face if she's on his shoulders? You have limited third-person perspective for the most part. So moving to omniscient just to describe facial expressions he can't see disrupts the flow of the prose. Generally quite funny, and I loved the image you created at the end. Misha, I understand aesthetics, but aesthetics cannot trump accessibility, and centerline text is harder to read. Maybe save it for short sections, not the entire story. I had a hard time physically reading it, and so ended up leaving and coming back several times. And you've definitely improved your dialogue punctuation. It's the addressing commas that are still tripping you up sometimes. You got an idea and wholeheartedly went for it, which was good. No ameliorating language, just doing the thing and getting it done. It ended up a little over the top for my taste, which isn't quite as contradictory as it sounds. Of course, this stuff is very much preference-based, but I do think it's possible to formulate targets in the mood you're going for that still allow for more nuance. The prompt did present a challenge, and so obviously that was an influence, but it ended up very dramatic for my taste. Both of you have improved a lot this year, so congratulations to you both, because that is, after all, one of the main aims of the GW. I have sent in my scores to Wing, so good luck in your quest for the prize.